There's a interesting Meshech Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha HaKohen, on Parashas Bamidbar, which he talks about the theme of the Levium, that the Levium take care of the Kohanim. So the Meshech Chachma makes the following observation. First he goes back, tells us about a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah tells us the concept of Kedusha. There are different levels of Kedusha. So the Gemara says in Megillah, Tashmishei Kedusha Nikvarim, that's something which is labeled Tashmishei Kedusha Yiberi, Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakim, Tashmishei Mitzvah you throw out. So something, so a mantle of a Sefer Torah, the Torah itself is Kadosh, the mantle is on the Sefer Torah, that's Tashmishei Kedusha. If something happens to the mantle, so you go ahead and you have to bury it. But Tashmishei Mitzvah, in theory, after you finish the Mitzvah of Lula, of Kolzman, you're involved, but Mitzvah has the Kedusha. But when the Mitzvah is over, in theory, Tashmishei Mitzvah is wrong, and the Tshuvas of Rashba writes, you should do a derech kavod. You shouldn't just throw it in the garbage. You should put it into a special bag and then put it in. So that's the Gemara in Megillah. Tashmishei Kedusha Nikvarim and Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrak. In fact, there's a whole discussion about the parochas. That the parochas, we assume, is Tashmishei Kedusha. The Gemara assumes it's Tashmishei Kedusha. Because in Zman HaGemara, they used to take the parochas off, and by Kriyas HaTorah, they used to put it down on the table and used to lay the Torah on top of the parochas. So since it was used kavua, so therefore touching the Sefer Torah itself, so therefore it's the din of Tashmishei Kedusha. Tashmishei Mitzvah, but Bizman Hazeh, that we don't use it for that purpose. People will just take a talis and fold it on the table. The talis they won't use all the time. It'll just be something arise, so it doesn't take on that level. So perhaps today the parochas wouldn't have a status of Tashmishei Kedusha. They'd have a status of Tashmis once removed. That's the whole discussion. Perhaps maybe that's something done totally l'kavod ha'aron, then maybe we take on a status of Tashmishei Kedusha. That's the whole shaila about the Aron Kodesh. The Gemara tells us in Megillah the Aron Kodesh is Tashmishei Kedusha. The question is why? It should be a Tashmish to Tashmish. The Torah is in the mantle, and the mantle touches the ark. So why is the Aaron Tashmishei Kedusha? So the Karban Nesana already writes that he thinks only Bizman HaGemara, when they used to put the Sefer Torah in Arum without any cover. They were very poor. They didn't have every Sefer Torah didn't have its own cover. So they used to put them in naked and pick out the Torah they wanted. So then that's when the Gemara says that the Aaron had a status of Tashmishei Kedusha. Bizman HaZeh, that we have our own covers, so that Aaron wouldn't have a din of Tashmishei Kedusha. We don't paskin back to carbon design, but what's the reason why then we assume an Aaron Kodesh is Tashmishei Kedusha? That's what the whole purpose is. Well, kavod was Sevaris in order to give kavod to the Sefer Torah. Well, at some point, yeah, it's also for Shmira, but that's a separate issue. In fact, that's the reason why with the Levium, when they used to watch the Beis HaMikdash, besides for the security, there was more a Kavala Severus, that they have the guards up there and the changing of the guards, so it looks more Kavadik. So either way, that we have this principle of Tashmishei Kedusha Nikvarim, Tashmishei Mitzvah, Tashmish and Tashmish and Nizrakin. But the Gemara never gives us a source for this halacha. So the Rav Chaim Elashin claims the source is Kfura. That we're the ones who, that what is a Jew have to get buried? Because a Jew is Gufa Kedusha, and therefore your Gufa Kedusha, so therefore you'll have to be buried. But the Meshech Chachba wants to say, what is the source is in this week's Parsha. It says, the Leviim took care of the Kohanim, so the Mizbeach, the Karbanos themselves, that was Kedusha. The Kohanim who brought the Karbanos, that Tashmishei Kedusha. And the Leviim who took care of the Kohanim, they're only a Tashmish and Tashmish, and they have no Kedusha. So that's what the Meshech Chachma, that's the source of the Halacha of Tashmishei Kedusha Nigvarim, Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakim. He claims the Leviim, the Meshech Chachma claims the Leviim have no Kedusha. In fact, that's what he wants to say. By Maaser Rishon, you know, can be given to someone else, but Truma can't be because Kohanim are Kadosh, and therefore totally for them, but the Levi doesn't have any Kedusha. So that's the Chiddush of the Meshech Chachma. That's a major discussion. Rav Levi mean Barditcha, who wrote the Sefer Kedushas Levi, could be Cholek, and want to say that the Leviim have Kedusha. And others talk about there's a concept of Sheva Levi, there's a concept of Kedushas Levi, so that's the whole discussion, but that's the Chiddush of the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma wants to say this is the source of the Halacha, and his Chiddush is that Leviim don't have any Kedusha. They're only a tashmish to tashmish, and therefore the food isn't holy as well, and even a czar could have it.